Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm sorry for the delay. We just had a little technical problems. I want to thank you for listening to the show this morning. I have a wonderful, beautiful, talented, sexy, political, I don't know how many words I can put to her name, from South Africa, Kathy. Good morning.
Greetings and good morning, USA.
I'm going to play one of your songs, Rainbow, just to give them a taste of your music, okay?
Beautiful, beautiful.
There's a rainbow up in the sky.
Such a beautiful song, and that is why I have you on the show, because you're so talented and you just really try to speak to some positive things about just human beings, you know. How did you come up with the song Rainbow?
The origins of that song, I'm in England and it's gray as hell, and just preparing for studio, having had a housemate that we agreed that we were, like, we are disagreeing, so hence we are not going to talk to each other. and then all of a sudden I stare out the window and there's a rainbow, so I don't know exactly how I'm going to communicate this, because it's exciting for me and it's reminding me of home.
Right.
And so, you know, the only way I can put him, like, there's a rainbow up in the sky. I'm trying to explain my excitement to him, and he just thinks I'm being crazy. But it helped us both to laugh, and, you know, we forgot the fact that we were fighting, so it was good.
Oh,
and then the
great.
Verse itself, though, the verse came on a few years later. I tend to carry, like, I'll carry a hook with me, mm-hmm. not knowing what to do with it for a while.
Yes.
And kind of wait for the story to unfold. And the story is often mentioned, as I say, well, I mean, suppose it's kind of mixed, I've got to help with the translation. But it speaks of our continent being South African, which was the last one to gain its independence. As a continent, we are that nation that was once, you know, deemed as, I don't know, the dark continent.
Yeah.
And exactly. And then finally, though, as a unit, we come entering into the globe on a globe scale, and saying that the agreement should be with globally that we are no longer ever going to disturb the unity that exists now.
Yeah.
And because, as I say, we were busy building up a nation full of wonder, spectrum of light. So I always speak of a positive continent all the time, because there's been such negative reports on the continent. We need, as Africans, to focus on the positivity and to acknowledge the worth that we have as a continent.
Well,
so the words, I mean, the song is very positive.
Well, I think the song is positive, and as you said, it's a lot of times in the news, Africa as a continent is in a negative light. You know, the people are this, the government is that, the land is this, you know, the children are that. So you want to try to show another side, and I think your music does that. But your music is also very political, just in the statements you were talking. Let's talk about the issue of aid in Africa. Next week I'm actually having a guest on the show that's talking about the corruption in aid, the aid that goes to Africa. There's Asia, South America. What are your feelings about aid to Africa? Is it helping the people in South Africa when aid comes from, you know, say the Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders, or is it being manipulated by some other power?
I get worried. I honestly do. I'm from the main producer from the album is from Malawi, who's it's a small percent of the comes from aid. you know, and I worry about that, because then what we said to ourselves as the continent, that we're not independent.
Mm-hmm.
We are dependent on this aid. So what happens if then they decide to close their doors? 60% of our normal economy is not, you know what I mean, like that's it's almost crippling. As much as, you know, it's with great intention.
Yes.
But I think at the same time, it's sad to be poor in such a rich continent. You know, Africa has got so many resources that half the time we don't get to exploit. We send out gold, we sell minerals out into the rest of the world, and they come back to us at like 350% of the price that we sold them in.
Mm.
So there's a lot that we need to question all of this. And it's rather crazy. But then there's other people in Africa who gain from the trade. They take that same money and use it for their gain, and we hardly ever see it.
Yeah, the general people don't see it.
Exactly. If we were to calculate how much aid goes onto the continent really, you know, and then how much money is actually used for good in that continent, it's an issue. It's a real issue. There's a lot that needs to be. And I've been speaking about this for years. It sounds like an idealistic thing. Where I say, maybe we need to just kind of shut down for a bit.
Yeah.
You know how, like, if we run a country and we run a continent, like a business, every supermarket, including Walmart,
yes,
needs to have an inventory check, right? Walmart,
yeah,
overnight.
It's like an audit. Yeah, an audit of,
you know,
what's going on. Yeah.
Exactly. And we don't understand what is it out from the continent, how much is still left as a continent,
yeah,
and how then do we have control over it? Somebody else has control.
I want to play, since we're talking about a lot of political things, I want to play one of your songs, Bukani, for the listeners so they can hear.
For sure.
Almost everything of our struggle has its own kind of song.
We are spiritual people, and one of the ways of expressing spirituality.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with a beautiful singer from South Africa, Kessie. She has a new album out called Exemplify. You need to check out her website. You can check it out at Kessie, which is KHETHI.com. You can also find Kessie on MySpace. She also has her company, excuse me, CreativeElevators.com, and you can check them out. But you just listened to one of her songs from her album, Bukani. She's a very politically active singer, has a lot of powerful words about what the people of South Africa need to do to lift themselves up, and also speaking about the positive things that are already going on there. So on that song, Bukani, Kethi, you also had Nelson Mandela. When I say Nelson Mandela, what are some things that come to your mind?
Power. I think a bit of humility, acting in the best interest of the people, visionary,
mm-hmm.
Tenacity as well, man, I suppose. I mean, for you to sit in jail for 27 years and to come out and rule and lead the people out of a situation that could have been easily tricky. I mean, it could have gone, you know, from that 89 until that we had the election, we couldn't have even, we're not going to have an election as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be able, we were on the brink of the war, but I think he led us into a big phase when you consider that it could have been bloody for a minute, you know. So I think there's a lot of vision in him. I mean, he weighed the scales and he figured that, you know, to try and negotiate for a better deal as opposed to fighting, which is what some people are trying to do.
Well, talking about fighting, I mean, you are such a warrior, I think, in your music. You are very outspoken in your beliefs. And I'm going to mention another artist, Miriam Makeba, another powerhouse, but in a different way, using her music. You were singing one of her songs, Pata Pata, in Tanzania, and she was in Italy at the same time singing.
She passed away.
Yes. Tell me what you're feeling. What's going through your head when I speak of Miriam Makeba? Okay, I think we're losing you a little. We're losing your connection. Can you hear me?
Better now?
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So in that same evening, in the hotel where I was working as a resident musician, there had been South African guests, and there was a young gentleman, an oldest gentleman, who was dancing like a young man, but like it felt like I revived a fire town feel, and you know, he was getting down for real, and you know, there was a video actually on YouTube as well of that same night when I was recording.
Yes.
And it felt very sad for me to go to sleep and wake up to a text message from a friend in Tanzania saying to me, "Mama Miriam Makeba has passed." I mean, out of all the jokes that you can make in this world, how the hell are you going to make that joke?
Right.
And I thought, but that's you know, I'm mad. And I was like, okay, wait, before I react and chew his head off, let me just maybe Google this and find out. And there it was, and it was true. So that was sad. There was Warrior. I mean, in the song that I recorded on the album called Warrior, the second verse where I rap was solely dedicated to her.
Yeah.
As a woman who, with her big eye, you know, having represented the country, you know, represented the country, the plight that we were in so
yeah.
years ago. So she's the one that's fighting in the darkest of times with people's minds that were mesmerized with the bravery that was in her eyes, you know. So there was a woman of strength for me. And the only time when I ever meet her, and I introduced myself as a musician, and he said to me, "Well, Katie, you need to be an all-time singer, not a part-time." And I remember that when I had my daughter.
I think we're losing you again a little bit. Wait, can you hear me, Sue?
Yes, but it's from here. We're going through some arrangements.
Oh, okay. Let me play one of your songs. I'm going to play Traveler for the
Fabulous.
Audience. Okay?
Fabulous.
It's an experience. The journey never ends for you and me. No limit. With that experience, you gain the confidence to stand. The winds of turmoil. Travel on, traveler. Something you have to do. Alone, and you know, no matter where you go, you should always know that I'm with you all the way.
The search for wisdom's an endless journey, and as long as I live, I can never stop learning. I'm yearning to quench my thirst for the truth. Too many questions, I've got to start looking for answers. Chances are we all got to travel to unravel the purpose of life, which lies beneath the surface, beneath the facial expressions, beneath the slogan.
She's singing, people. She's still inspired by her own music. Well, that is a beautiful song because I think we're all travelers, and you've traveled to so many places. Tell me some of the places you've been. You've been to England. Where else have you traveled?
My first trip on my own, like without the parents, you know, on a passport, was out to Botswana. And as a South African, honestly, we are a bit confined, and you know, because we were kind of stuck here for a long time, so the mentality to actually get out is always it's a process.
Yes.
So my first process was to just, you know, cross the border into the next country and discover, only to discover that, you know, people in that space are just as smart, just as traveled, just as intelligent and as aspiring, as ambitious. Mm-hmm. From Botswana, then I was able to travel to Malawi, where I recorded my demo. And then from there, which had been the trip to England, where I went to record most of the bulk of the album. And then I managed to go to Paris, where I've done some events there. Yeah, well, I'm from a little bit of Paris in my life. And also, where are we? Then I took the job in Tanzania for a year. Because I believe that travel is so important, just for self-growth and just to understand yourself and your self-worth globally, which is something that every time I come back home, I'm always saying, get a passport, get the hell out of here, collect your stuff.
That's exactly how I feel. Get the hell out of there and see what's going on in the world.
Yeah, man. And
No, I just say because people even here in the U.S., you know, they don't feel like, well, maybe I'll go to New York, maybe I'll go to California. Well, what about South America? What about South Africa? What about Japan? What about Germany? You know, just because then when you go out, you can see everybody is traveling. Even if they're not moving, they're traveling within their lives to try to figure out, where am I going? What is my destiny?
Exactly.
You know, what impact can I have on this world? Everybody is traveling, but to travel physically is important. Yes.
Very. I'm an advocate for that big time. I think that, as I said, like, you understand, even just your self-worth in the globe, and then all these little fears fall away, because then you understand that whatever it is, you have something to contribute, not only to your community at home, but you've got something to contribute globally.
Yes.
And I think that's most empowering. And go to these metropolises. So I'm still making my way to New York. I'm trying.
My chat room, they just ask about, when are you going to be in New York? You got to come to the U.S., man. We need to.
I'm making a plan. I'm getting a vinyl release with Umkombothi and Rainbow by DJ Bobito with Alala Records that are coming out in February, which is a U.S. release. So I'm hoping that through that I'm going to be able to come in free school, that she's making a trip to New York in June.
Yay.
So we are hoping that come next summer, we are that side of town. Most definitely, but it's important to go to the metropolis. I mean, Johannesburg is one metropolis where people from all over the meet. Paris is one place like that. And where, like, you really get to understand that, you know, we are one, really. Like, I mean, as cliche as that might sound, but maybe we can then start to attack these problems in the world on a global scale, because we need to come together.
As a people, we have to come together globally, because you can act locally, but you have to think globally, because what I do here, what I put in my water here, the food I eat, the products I purchase, they affect someone else in another part of the world that's producing them. And so we need to act locally but think globally. I want to play another side of you. People, I've been talking a lot about your political side, your power side, your warrior side, but you're also a bit of a lover. So I want to bring that out. You know, I'm just guessing from the song that you are, you know, a sensual being. So I want to bring that out. So I'm going to play the song.
My whole body falls into volcanic rapture. Surges of passion weaken my limbs, drawing me closer, body willing to surrender to this sea of passion that overpowers me, making me feel the overwhelming sensation of being on a roller coaster ride.
I'm loving you, lovely, I'm loving you.
Now that's, if you're just tuning in, you're just listening to Kessie. She's a beautiful South African singer. You can check her out at Kessie, KHETHI.com. You can also check her out on MySpace. She's also on Facebook. You can check out her group organization, creativeelevators.com. Pick up, or if you can, try to buy her album. Now, where can somebody download some of your music if they want to buy some of your music?
There is Nokia Music is selling my music.
You send me the link so I can post it on my page here and also on Facebook. I'll post it if people are interested. Can you still hear me? I think we might have got disconnected a little bit there. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Kathy, a beautiful South African singer. She has a wonderful album out called Exemplify. We'll play another one of her songs, Rainbow, which we opened the show with.
There's a rainbow up in the sky.
Well, I think we got a little cut off from Kathy. I just want to say thank you so much to her for calling in today. If you're interested in checking out her music, definitely can check out Kethi.com, K-H-E-T-H-I. Also check her out on MySpace/Kethi. You can check her out on Facebook. She has some beautiful music, very politically conscious. She's a warrior. She's a lover. And I just want to thank you guys for listening to me this morning. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look me up, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm going to be doing another show right after this, dealing with some young poets, the Philly poet movement. So you can tune into that. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. I want to suggest that you check out Kathy. She's a powerhouse. You don't want to miss it. She hopefully will be in the U.S. in June 2011. We're going to leave with one of our other songs, Kula.
Take care as we thrive, as we thrive.